You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to the Prompt Us podcast. You may have heard of us talk about these episodes in previous episodes of the podcast. The lost tapes are episodes that we recorded before lockdown, before we couldn't visit each other, which makes these episodes almost 2 years old. Crazy. They're almost like our demo mixtape episodes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Prompt Us podcast, where you start the conversation. We will be discussing topics focusing on personal, spiritual, and professional growth. I am Gabriel Conti, and to my left, we have...
your favorite Smash Brothers character, Zachary Staines. And to our right...
we have...
A glass half full of water, Chad Masters.
Zach has like all these things prepared, and just like...
he always had for a loop. You know, I'm just like, wow, I need to say like, okay, maybe I'm the optimistic one. So I'm a glass half full. But then I just said a glass half of water.
A glass half full of water, Chad.
That's me.
How we doing? We doing good?
I'm doing better now after that delicious intro.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I just had a heap of cookies and my body is struggling. But anyway.
So we're feeling great.
Thumbs up all around. Thumbs up all around.
Now, if you don't know or you haven't been here before, basically what we do is we are directed to talk based off. We're directed to speak. Welcome to the podcast.
No. Speak, Zach.
No, we have three prompts sitting on the table that were submitted by the audience themselves, and they are directing us to talk about a specific topic. Now, we have three prompts on the table, which we have not seen before, and they are on these cards that I have in my hand right now.
Ooh.
We don't know what is we don't know what is on any of these cards right now because my beautiful wife, Jess, and Zach's beautiful fiance, Chelsea, and a few other people who are involved. Tori.
My wife. Chad's wife.
Chad's wife.
And our beautiful friend,
And
Jake.
Our beautiful friend, Jake. We're just naming everyone, every podcast who was involved. Pick these prompts without us knowing, without telling us anything, and we are pulling one from this stack of three to discuss what today's podcast is about. Now, I think, Chad, is it your turn to pull one? I'm going to fan these out in front of you.
While you're doing that, Chad, if you guys do want to ask a question or give us a prompt, all you have to do is head to our social medias, social media as well. Thanks, Dad. and the just YouTube. DM us and hit us up with your questions. And yeah, we'll try to get as many as we can.
Yeah, Prompt Us Podcast on, that is at Prompt Us Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Just DM us on there.
Heck yeah, dog. All right, Chad.
Chad's ready with a prompt, baby. Let's get into it.
So here we go.
Okay.
Prompt. What do men really look for in women?
Oh,
no. That is not it. Oh my gosh, that's what it is.
Dude, let's get him with the hard stuff.
I'm excited for what this men, one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, no, this is a good one.
You know, it'd be good to do one with the girls on it and see what they...
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, we should keep
that's for future. That's for future. But that is, what do men really look for in women? Depends which men you're talking about, honestly.
Yeah. But I can only speak for myself.
Mm-hmm. And you should.
Go and for it. I, myself...
You guys can speak for me.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. Do who wants to take this one? Start us. Who wants to start us off today?
Why don't you start us off, Gabe?
Me? Oh my gosh. What do men really look for in women? All right. Listen. Guys, listen.
Jake.
I'm trying to, like, guys, if one thing you know about this podcast is we don't know what the prompts are. We have no time to prepare. So it's kind of just like on the fly. We're answering the questions right away. So as I give myself some time to gather my thoughts. Okay. I'll speak from experience with, like, my wife. My pursuit with Jess in pursuing a relationship and into marriage and stuff like that was very intentional. So I was looking for, obviously she was like beautifully stunning. And I was like, dude, this a 10. Thank you very much, God, for putting this person in my life. And so that, like, obviously there's like the physical things. I think men will always be attracted to certain women just based off like being a dude. And that, you know, that is just like a thing.
Biological nature.
Yeah. And, those are things that obviously like attract you to, you know, those certain people. But I think beyond that, there's so much more that is like the important stuff to really be looking for in a woman. And so, like, for myself and Jess, I knew one thing that I was looking for as far as like a wife or someone that I wanted to, you know, marry. First and foremost, they needed to love Jesus and have a relationship mm-hmm. with God, you know? So that's one thing. More things were like, the way, like, we were asking hard questions right away, honestly. It was like,
and we 4 times 60.
I'm like, not, you know, those kind of questions, Chad.
You're just staring at her at a dinner. 320 divided by 4. 240.
Oh my gosh.
No, but 80. I'm like, this kind of goes on to what we talked about on the last podcast was, like, we were talking about, like, how we'd want to raise our kids mm-hmm. and the way we even viewed relationships. Mm-hmm. With each other, the way we viewed marriage, you know, the way we viewed just so many things. And like those important things were stuff that I was looking for, especially coming from a position where I had been in a previous relationship that did not go well. And I was actually cheated on. I knew I had like a bunch of, like, I guess, red flags and things that I knew to look for in a woman. Because of what I had already gone through.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'm like answering this question right, because it says, what do men really look for?
No,
I mean,
no,
I know what I mean. Right. Yeah, dude, I think you're hitting it right on the head. If yeah. I, you know, I had some things that my wife likes to call non-negotiables. Mm-hmm. So shout out to my wife, Tori, whenever she's meeting with one of her girlfriends about who has like, is having some, maybe some relationship issues or some questions or different things like that. She makes them write out their non-negotiables, which obviously stand for things that they're not willing to negotiate on. These are things that are written. These are things I'm looking for, that it's not like, it's, yeah, it's so not, good. It's not okay if they don't have it. Mm-hmm. And first off, before people get upset, that's okay. This is your relationship. You're allowed to say, I'm not interested in X. I'm not interested in Y. That's totally okay.
relationship is very important.
Yeah. And she makes these girls sign this non-negotiable paper that she makes them write them out, and then she makes them sign it, and she keeps it.
No way.
Whenever they get into a relationship, she will go through this with them. I mean, dude, my wife's hardcore.
Dude, that is hardcore.
Can
you give us an example of like what some of those things might be?
Those are personal.
Okay.
But between her and her friends, I'll give you some of mine. Yeah, absolutely. So mine, actually, I didn't write them down, but I had them in the back of my head. And these are in no particular order, but some were, if I got sick, would my wife leave me? That's a hard question. And like a lot of people don't think about that, but you hear it all the time. Yeah. So-and-so got sick with a chronic illness, which means that they deal with it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then someone doesn't want to be there throughout the long haul, and then they bail. Or if I lost my job, would my wife step up to rally for the family, or would she resent me for losing my job?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's actually crazy because I don't, that just like hits a chord with me on a personal level. Just a lot of what I've talked about in the past.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like with me having to stop work and just really
stepped up to rally for your family.
Yeah.
And she did it with gladness.
Yeah. There wasn't even a question.
Not even a bat of an eye, which is incredibly attractive for, at least I can speak for myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But from the guys at the table, I'm sure a character trait like that is like, you know what I mean? Like, like if you're watching on YouTube right now, like, you know, that whole lip bite, you're like, you know?
Yep. Okay, Chad.
Oh, well.
You know, the model's out here, guys.
No, it's a real thing, man. Something else was a non-negotiable is that she has to feel confident in correcting me, but she's also got to be humble enough to receive correction from me. Okay? She also needs to love Jesus more than she loves me.
Yeah.
That's a non-negotiable. And so I probably had five more. I can't think of them off the top of my head right now, but those were ones that were just like, those are things I'm really looking for because the Bible says that, beauty is fleeting and charm is deceitful, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
Yeah.
I don't know the reference. Sorry, but it's true. You know, who's not attracted to say a beautiful woman who's charming? You know, that's so easy, you know, but guess what? That can be fleeting and deceitful.
Yeah.
And so, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And so,
well, dude, I say this because like, I know a lot of people out here in LA. So I like say this not lightly, but look at LA. Mm-hmm. There's so many divorces and relationships are shallow. And it's just like, when I was in LA for a while, you know, before meeting Jess, and I was just like, I was at this point where I'm like, I'm never going to find someone. Cause I was just, it was in this environment that's so.
You had to go all the way to Australia.
Yeah, I had to find someone all the way on the other side of the world.
Literally.
Yeah. But you know, that is a big thing is the initial lust that's there. That is so easy. That is so, especially to guys, is so appealing and so can so easily misguide you. And how important it is to be aware of that and to know that there are so many things to look for beyond, like what I mentioned before, it's like Jess was so beautiful, but there was way more beyond that I needed to really, decipher or like look through to see like, oh, is this person really someone who I want to spend the rest of my life with, you know?
Like, are you guys going to be able to tell the test of time?
Yeah.
You know, it's like that book by Rich Wilkerson Jr. It's called Sandcastle Kings. And there's so many people that are building their kingdoms on sand, you know? And so whenever there's a storm of any kind, it washes it away.
Yeah. Well.
And so if you're building it on things that are fleeting or deceitful or just surface level. And this is not even to sound aggressive to people that are interested because it's, by the way, my wife smoking hot. That's okay. You know, smoking hot. Check her out.
And you're like, but really don't.
You know, but.
Only I can check her out.
And so it's okay for those things, but it has to go deeper. That foundation has to be more.
Yeah.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey,
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Zach?
Yeah, I mean, I know for me, a big thing that I was looking for, I mean, similar to you, Gabe, like mm-hmm. just being messed around in previous relationships and stuff like that. And for people that I'm like, yeah, I'd marry this person. Mm-hmm. And I know what I learned from those relationships is just so invaluable, you know, and about myself, but about what I wanted in a person and in a woman. And like, I know for me, a big one was someone who was supportive. Obviously, we all want people that are supportive, but mm-hmm. understanding of, I guess, what my dreams and ambitions were.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's actually really good.
Yeah, because, I mean, back in old Vegas, where I'm from, Brisbane, you know, like, it's
Vegas.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, dude, it's so funny.
It's a thing.
People from Brisbane.
People from Brisbane say it, so that's a problem. But, like, it's a smaller town, and which can sometimes be better in terms of meeting people because you don't have a lot of options.
That is so funny.
In all seriousness, like,
that's why Jess had to come to LA.
Yeah, she had to get the heck out of Brisbane.
12 people.
Oh my god.
But you know, like, a big thing was, like, you know, in this, it's a middle class town, and so I'm not out here being like, yeah, I'm about to become. Nothing wrong with being an accountant, but I'm not out here becoming an accountant and I'm going to hustle that to become the manager of the firm. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not doing that. So a big thing I was looking for was someone who was like, wow, I love that you love music in the way that you do, in the capacity you do. I love that you want to be creative and I'm going to support you, even though that's not necessarily a guaranteed great income every single day.
And it's not popular in the environment that you would find someone
in LA. You have to be a musician to find a girl because that's the sexy thing to do, right?
I had to go to Florida to find one, so you're probably right.
Yeah, you know, what I'm saying. But like back in Brisbane, it was like, no, like you were dumb, silly, whatever it was, for trying to push for music. And so that's obviously why I feel very blessed that Chelsea is as supportive as she is mm-hmm. in that space, because I say to her, hey, babe, I want to start this business or whatever it is. And she's like, all right, well, show me how that's going to work. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Rather than be like, yeah, look, I think that's kind of dangerous for our future. Which is fine, you know, if people are thinking about that way. But I mean,
there's the being smart about it, obviously, yeah. Which, well, like, sure. If you're not self-aware enough, but the other person is.
But discouraging like, hey. Ambition is different. You know, that's,
yeah.
And
yeah.
That's definitely not what Chelsea does. She encourages the ambition.
Yeah. Well, dude, it would be stupid. It would be stupid for anyone to say that you don't have a talent in music and to discourage you from that, because you're so talented in music and it's so clearly obvious. So it'd be weird for someone to discourage you from that. You know what I mean?
At Zachary Staines.
No, follow him, guys.
Thank you, guys. But I mean, and it's funny that you say, I appreciate that you say that, bro, because in all the other relationships I had, I felt like it was silly.
Really?
You know, and I felt like, you know, like people were out there getting their uni degrees and stuff, and that's fine. And these girls that are girls, there was heaps of them. No, it wasn't heaps of them. But the people that I was spending
all these chicks.
All these smoking hot vape. No, I'm kidding. But you know, all these people that I was spending time with, it would get to a point after a few months where it was like, are you going to like focus on me or are you going to focus on music? You know, and obviously there was some deeper stuff there, balance of work life.
Wait, so it was like an ultimatum?
Yeah, usually it ended in this awkward like, well, I don't think I'm going to give up my dreams and ambitions for one person. I want to find someone who I'm happy to sacrifice. I'm happy to find ways to sacrifice because they're also sacrificing for me, you know.
And it's so cool to hear that because I've always heard that described as celebrating the calling that's on your life.
Yeah, wow.
And whenever you have a calling on your life, you're anointed in that. That means that it's going to happen. And I think someone can either be your greatest asset, or your greatest liability, and your marriage typically will be that.
Yeah. Wow.
So they're either going to celebrate you and the things that God's put on your heart, or they're going to deter you from that plan. Could you imagine having to choose between God's plan and what someone else wants?
That's it, man. And that's like, yeah, that's crazy. Because the thing about like what you were saying before, Gabe, about like looking beyond the lust part of it or the kind of like honeymoon period, you're like, I'm just stoked that I'm with a smoking hot babe. Like once you're past that point, those questions become like they come forward, you know? And that's definitely where I found myself. It was like, oh, wait a second. Like these people are going to have a problem with me wanting to tour. Like that's a genuine thing that Chelsea and I talk about. I'm like, hey, like I would love to be like in a situation where music does so well that I have to be away for 6 months. And the conversation then turns in, so what are you hoping that you can do with me on tour? Or are you going to stay home? Like that's a big question, you know, that I think no one has to really ask anyone. But in my situation, that's the ambition on my heart.
It's a conversation worth having.
Yeah, fully. So I know for me, it was just finding someone who like supported that ambition beyond just supporting it, but also wanted to be involved in it. That was a big thing, you know, like I love you guys both work with your wives and I think that's like such an incredible thing. It obviously, I mean, you guys can talk about that more, like what comes with that and what that means. But I know for me, that gets me so jacked to think about that I get to like create with Chels, make like something with Chels that we're proud of. But we also get to live on that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was like a big thing on my end, I guess. But
I have a weird question for you guys. If you don't mind me asking.
That's such a good answer. Yeah. I'm like happy that you answered that. Because that's like,
I was worried if that was like too like business focused.
No, not at all. It's, you know, I cover some emotional stuff and it's, you know, you work between 40 and 60 hours of a week, you know, a lot of your life and our lives are work. It's an important topic to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are we going to ask?
I have a weird question for you guys, if this is okay.
What?
Have you guys ever heard the quote that you end up marrying your mom or you end up marrying your dad?
Bro,
you
guys ever heard that? Yes.
We've been talking about that.
We were talking about this week, dude. Yeah.
Okay. I would love to hear.
That's crazy that you asked that.
I would love to hear. What are your thoughts on that? And how does that relate to your mom and Chelsea?
Your mom.
And then of course, Jess and your mom.
Okay,
my mom.
You go first.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, take it
away. We were talking about this the other day and the funny thing I found is that, I mean, I love my mom to bits. I really, really do love her. But Chelsea's not really like her in the sense of, I'm more like my mom than Chelsea's like my mom. And I think that actually just comes more from a learning and growing place. It would be really funny if like 2 years time, we're doing the podcast, the question comes up. I'm like, man, Chelsea's just like my mom, you know? And I wouldn't be surprised. But
you did say this week that she was like your stepmom.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, like I, shout out Shireen, what a legend. But you know, like I found-
Shireen.
But I found that Chelsea's, what I loved about Shireen and what I love about her personality, Chelsea actually was a lot of those things. And now I'm in this situation where I guess it's not something I think about a lot because it doesn't really matter, but it's very interesting.
Yeah.
And I find myself like, oh, that's something my mom would do. And then, oh, that's something Shireen would do.
Yeah.
And it's just really interesting that Chelsea is kind of almost my favorite parts of both my parents.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is really interesting too, as far as tying it back to the question. It's like, what do men really look for in women? And like evaluating it on that kind of level. Because like for me, I'm the opposite of Zach, where I see so many qualities that Jess has, that I see so many qualities in Jess that my mom has. You know what I mean? Like, they're just so, we talk about Enneagrams, like type two, helper, wanting to help, just like supportive.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of weird, you know? But then also the opposite of that, Jess has also said that I'm similar to her dad. And unlike Chad fist pounded me. Fist bumped me. There we go.
Thank you.
It's just, I don't know. It's not that it's like good or bad or weird or anything, but it's just like, it is what it like on a, I think on a, cause Jess's dad is really creative and, is into like coming up with ideas, and he's a teacher. So he comes up with ideas and builds them out within the school and like, you know, just creative on every level.
Yeah.
And that's how, like me, like wanting to do all this work in entertainment and stuff like that. And through, you know, the digital space and everything. And that's, it's interesting. It's just interesting.
Yeah. It's definitely interesting. It can be weird to talk about too, but that's the whole, you know, I think that's the big question of nature versus nurture. You know, there are biological things inside of us as men that desire certain things. Like, this is going to sound super weird. Sorry for your ears, but wide hips, men tend to like that because it shows birth-giving qualities. It's something that's in our DNA that desires that. It's an actual thing. And so,
no way.
I'm not kidding you. And that's not my opinion. That's science.
You know what I mean? Crazy.
And so, but it's the whole nature versus nurture. But you, if you're also
Zach's out here, he's like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, are you kidding me?
But then there's the nurture side of things, which is if you were raised a certain way, you know, your whole life around a woman, your mom, and there's certain things that you look for. And it's. I agree. I mean, I'm definitely like you in that sense, Gabe. That Tori reminds me of my mom so much. She's just such a hard worker for her family. And she's so intentional and kind. And it's just so many things. I'm just like, dang, like it's absolutely true for me. And I'm not like ashamed of it at all. Cause my mom's dope.
Yeah. No, the same. I'm like my mom is the best. Right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm not mad about it at all. And I can see this is another quality that men, or specifically me, I look for in a woman is, you know, do they want children? And what type of mom will they be? Because I absolutely want children. And I mean, Tori's going to be amazing, you know? And so I think that, you know, I see the way my mom was with my brother and me. And I see that. I'm just like, dang, like, I hope that we can raise our children like that. And I met my wife and I'm just like, wow, like she's probably going to be a better parent than me. And I want to be an amazing dad. You know what I mean? Like legit, like you guys always make fun of me, like Chad the dad, you know, I can't wait for that. And she's going to hold it down. And so it is a real conversation of nature versus nurture.
But also I think expanding on that point, something that Jess and I kind of, I don't know, I guess it's just how I view things, in our relationship, since that's the question, what do men really look for in women? When I look at our relationship, I see a team, a side by side thing of us when it comes to those things like parenting and stuff. How are we going to work together? And is there willingness on her part to work together to become better parents together and become a better couple together and become better friends together and all those things? Like, is there even that willingness to grow together? That's a huge one for me because I'm like a huge fan of, I guess, like self-improvement and always, and that's like part of the reason why we're doing the podcast is because we're all really big on like
improving
ourselves and seeing areas of our life that we can work on and talking about those things and encouraging each other and building those things. And how can we do better, in our relationships with, you know, our wives or significant others, and what can we do better on a business level? You know, what can we do better on a relationship level with our friendships and stuff like that? So I think it's cool having someone else who's just as motivated to do those things, and together we can move forward step by step in growing and in learning and in bettering ourselves as future parents, as current parents of a wonderful dog, and you know, as husband and wife, and just in all those aspects. And we're just constantly pushing each other to do better and to grow.
I think one thing that I would love to hear you guys answer is how have you noticed those kind of things that men look for in women? How have you noticed those show themselves as character traits in your fiance, Zach, and then in your wife, Gabe? Because like, just for example, with Tori, it's not like, you know, it's not like there's an Enneagram test where it's like, oh wow, she has good character. You know what I mean? Like a lot of things can be discussed through conversation. Like, you know, do you want children? If you know, how do you feel about that? Or, you know, but action speaks so loud in this type of topic. Like I remember a quick story where Tori was living in Florida. We were dating long distance. I was out here in LA, and my mom is starting a furniture business where she redoes furniture. Like she like buys it.
Refurbished.
Yeah, she refurbishes it. And she gets really nervous to drive those big U-Haul trucks. Mm-hmm. And Tori only lived about 45 minutes away from my mom.
Yeah.
And so she drove over to Lakeland and she like sent a picture of her and my mom in the U-Haul. And she was helping my mom drive the U-Haul.
That is awesome.
And then later on, she sent a picture of her and my dad cooking dinner. She was just having dinner with my family.
Wow.
And I wasn't even there. And it showed, number one, that she valued family. Mm-hmm. Number two, that she valued my family. Mm-hmm. And it showed, like, it just, my dad and I always say that we get along over the three Fs, which is football, fishing, and food.
That's okay. Hilarious.
And we really bond over those things.
That's the most American thing I've ever heard.
And Tori was willing to see something that's so important to my dad, which is cooking and food. He loves it.
Yeah.
And she spent time with it. Tori hates to cook. She hates it. She does not like to cook.
But she still did it.
But she was willing to do it with my dad.
Listen, she's trying to win your heart, my guy.
And I was able to see that. And so how have you guys, how have you actually seen things that Chelsea or Jess has done and look and received it as like, oh, wow, that's a really good character trait that I'm looking for?
I have one in particular. My family's very loud. Very crazy.
What?
What?
What do you mean?
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. My family's very loud, very crazy. And whenever like Jess and I are back in town, there's always like usually there's some like family hangout where it's like the aunts and uncles come over and stuff. And me in particular, as far as like cousins are concerned, there's no one the age of me and my older brother. We're like right next to each other. I'm a year younger than him. And then all of our other cousins are like 6 years younger than me, mm-hmm. or we have two other cousins who are like six years older than my older brother. So we're like in this gap where we never really had like people to hang out with. So we have mm-hmm. a lot of younger cousins, right? And then I have one younger cousin who is just much younger, and she was adopted into the family, and she loves the attention of like Jess and my sister Sophie, and she just loves to be around the girls. And Jess would spend the entire family hangout with her because she knew that Belen wanted that attention and wanted to hang out with Jess. And I was like, wow, Jess is really willing to spend time with the kids and is going to be willing to spend time with our kids and really like nurture them and bring them. And it was just so cool seeing the way she interacted with her mm-hmm. as well. I feel like I explained that kind of bad, but that was just
isn't it so attractive to see that?
Yeah, just like something. And I'm outside like with my brother and like my little brother just like playing football and stuff or whatever, just like messing around. And then I walk back inside and it's just like taking care of kids. Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah.
That's cute.
You're cute, Zach.
You're cute.
It sounds so weird in the microphones because it's like so intimate.
It sounds like we're literally sitting on top of each other. Yeah. Talking to them.
Okay. No, you're cute.
I mean, how would they know we're not unless they're watching?
Amen.
Wow.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I have good ones like Chelsea in that sense for me with family stuff. Mm-hmm. My family are so, dude, your family and my family in the same room would be like more, like too much for us.
Really?
My family
gets a lot for me too sometimes. Like Jess and I are hanging out and she'll like look at me and I'm like, yeah, it's time to go.
Yeah. And so my fam, and I love being loud with them.
Yeah.
And then once I'm done. Yeah. And so Chelsea really puts up with it, but you know, like she really puts in the hard yards to stay engaged and to try and be loud for someone that is quite reserved, which is what I love about her. Something that she was doing, I mean, to link to what I was talking about at the start, she would, I'm like, you know, I've talked about this in a previous episode where I've been like, oh, like she encourages me about my music, but she would start telling me like, oh, I told this person about your music today and I told them about how you made it and I broke it down for them and they're really excited. And it was just like little things like that made me realize like she was putting in the energy for words of affirmation and putting in the energy to like, hey, I told someone that you were sick. Sounds so silly, but I told someone you were sick. They also think you're sick. I'm telling you because I know that you appreciate hearing this, you know? Wow. And that was, I guess, a big thing.
So Jess, you know that she's supportive and she's not just like showing
face. She's publicly supportive. Yeah, you know, like she's not just like, oh yeah, that is cool. And then that's it. I think, as much as I try to be for her, and I think that was a big thing. Mm-hmm. Off the gate, you know.
And it's even a bigger step for her because she is more reserved.
Totally.
So not only show you love with those words of aff that you like so much.
Yeah.
But it's also to step out of her shell and do it in a public place where she typically maybe wouldn't.
Yeah.
Is even a bigger step.
Totally.
It and shows it, intentionality.
Exactly. That, and that's, a, yeah, that's probably, that's definitely the better way to say, you know, and even things like coming to church with me and,
yeah,
you know, like we did the Christmas production together and I was taking photos for it and she was like side of stage helping out. And I know that was really, really out of her comfort zone, you know, like, and I know after the first night or so, she was emotional about it because she hadn't been put in that position with that responsibility and that was stressing her out. She didn't want to let anyone down.
Mm-hmm.
But weirdly, that was encouraging for me that she put herself in a position to be held responsible and,
wow,
you know,
yeah,
to actually get that's involved. Huge. Yeah, you know, and not that she hasn't done that before and she's done, you know, she's taken risks before and things like that. But to do it alongside me, that was like, you know, to be like, oh, I want to be here with you and also help if I can, you know, mm-hmm, that was, yeah, I know it sounds silly because I think we're all just naturally those people,
mm-hmm,
but I know for Chelsea, it took a lot of courage to do that. And so, yeah, that was a big one for me. It was just seeing her faith that it's going to be all right, even though I'm like overwhelmed, you know, like, mm-hmm, that this will be okay. But
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's cool. Do you,
I had to, something I had to do with this prompt, it, you know, what do men really look for in women? I had to spend just as much time, you know, kind of thinking of those non-negotiables for me,
mm-hmm,
as I did having to think about what is my future wife looking for, mm-hmm, and working on that self for me. I spent even more time on that.
That's what I was saying in a previous podcast. Did I say that in this? Was it in this podcast? The way you act is what you attract.
Dang, dude, this podcast has become one. No, that was a previous one.
I'm pretty sure that was a previous one. The way you act is what you attract. And that's so cool that you're thinking that, being like, what do I want to see in my future wife?
Mm-hmm.
I need to start acting like that,
yeah,
because the qualities that I want in another person and that standard that I have for them is the standard I should have for myself.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah. Dude, I love that.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
And, you know, to not repeat that, but to take it even a step further.
Take it a step further, baby.
That's something that has helped make marriage easier for Tori and I in this first year mm-hmm. is that we've heard some stories from some of our friends who've confided in us and like, man, this was a hard time, or mm-hmm. which it is. Marriage is actually, it can be a really hard thing. And I think it's been easier for Tori and I in certain circumstances because we were acting like a married, I got to be careful the way I say this. We were acting like I was acting like a husband before I was married, but not a husband to her. I was just acting like a husband.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we weren't like playing marriage before we were married, but I wasn't doing things. I was practicing being a husband before I was a husband. And so that the transition into being a husband wasn't a shock. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah. You're practicing not looking at other women.
Yeah.
Keeping your mind like as pure thought, like keeping mm-hmm. as many pure thoughts in your mind as possible.
Pure thoughts and even to saving money.
Yeah.
To needing to be prepared to, needing to check in on certain things and not just letting it be my way or the highway. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many different things that I started adopting into my walk that was really good for me and really good for our marriage. And Tori did the same thing. So it went from, okay, what is my future wife looking for? Mm-hmm. Wow, that actually really benefited us.
Wow.
Now in this first year, because we went through the ringer, man. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of stuff happen in this first year of marriage.
Yeah, no, I know.
From dealing with a stalker that it's a word that's lost value mm-hmm. nowadays because everyone's, oh, I'm stalking you or whatever. Don't at me, bro. Yeah. You know, all that stuff. It's like we legit had a stalker to the point where we hired a private investigator and the police and that person was arrested.
Wow. Yeah.
And so I had my identity hacked this year. We got married this year and we had a drunk driver totaled our vehicle.
Yeah.
Now we have equally been blessed in a lot of those areas, which is cool that we'll talk about on other episodes, but we went through a lot in our first year of marriage mm-hmm. and it really tested us. And without us being really specific with what we look for in a spouse and also seeing that live out in our first year of marriage, man, it would have been brutal. Mm-hmm. It would have been absolute brutal.
Yeah. And I think that's a great launch pad for where I want to take this question again. And we've done this with some previous prompts. It's kind of just twisted a little bit. The prompt is, what do men really look for in women? I think we could answer quickly just a few, like what men should look for in women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for me, something I say a lot to people is, if anyone's asking for advice, like on marriage or whatever in a relationship, I just say, keep your expectations so low for the other person. There's obviously like the non-negotiables like this, but then people naturally just have really high expectations for other people. And that can be so dangerous because the only person who doesn't disappoint is God.
Yeah. Dang.
You know, he's the only person who's not going to disappoint you. So if you have these crazy expectations for how the other person, how you just expect the other person to act or expect them to treat you in certain ways, they're going to disappoint you.
They're either going to disappoint you, or if they do meet the expectation, you're only satisfied. You're not grateful.
Yes, exactly. So it's, if you have low expectations, like I don't expect my wife to clean the dishes. Mm-hmm. I don't expect my wife to feed the dog. Just those kind of things. Like I don't expect my wife to make the bed. And that kind of gives you more responsibility of like, oh, okay, I'm going to do those things, which essentially when you do those things, it makes your wife happy that you did that. But then also when she does do those things, it encourages you because mm-hmm. then you're of the mindset of like, oh my gosh, my wife is doing these things and I totally wasn't thinking she was going to do them. Where there's people, I know there's people in relationships that they're fighting because the other person expected the other person to take the trash out.
Dude,
both of them expected that.
Yeah.
And they both didn't do it because they expected the other person to, and now they're fighting.
And it gets worse. It gets worse and worse and worse. But dude, it's so funny. Even this morning, I woke up and I remember Tori is going to go grocery shopping today for Friendsgiving that we're having. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I'm like, wow, she's going to go take on something that I know she doesn't really want to do, but I don't want to do either. And, and she's not going to do it. And so I woke up this morning and I was like, wow, she's going to like take one for the team. So I'm just going to clean the entire kitchen, living room and everything like mm-hmm. that this morning. And it's just like, whenever you have that low expectation, but then you're super thankful that someone does something for you, it makes you want to bless them, which makes them want to bless you, which compounds, mm-hmm. but it equally has a negative compound effect too. If you have a high expectation and the person doesn't meet that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like you were saying, Gabe, like no one's going to meet that. Even though we're talking about things like, you know, like I'd love help with the dishes or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, like no one is literally going to meet that the gap that we feel, and I think a lot of people feel, we can, this is a whole nother podcast, but the gap that we feel naturally and that we are born with is the gap that Jesus feels.
Yes, fills. Dude, that Australian accent.
Dude, the accent, it's the same word. Feel and fill.
Oh my gosh, it's literally that's the funny. Same. Fill.
Phil Saints, shout out to my dad. Anyway, but you know, that is that, you know, that gap. Chelsea doesn't feel that for me. That's not her job. Mm-hmm. You know,
amen.
Like she extends the happiness that I already have as a result of God's grace.
Wow.
You know, and that.
Bro, that's huge. That's huge. Dude. You should talk on that a little bit more.
I mean, so my, okay. Yep, I can.
I'm serious.
I mean, so I guess like, that was a big reason why Chelsea and I were friends for 2 years. You know, I didn't want her to ever be replacing how I wish I felt if I was working on music, or how I wish I felt if I had a closer connection with God, or, you know, because I think Jesus, you can't fill that space with career. You can't fill that space with family. Mm-hmm. You can't fill that space with someone. And especially, you know, it's not someone else's responsibility. You know, like it's not Chelsea's responsibility that I feel complete as a human. Mm-hmm. That is my responsibility to allow God to fill that space.
And that's why I'm a huge advocate for having a season of singleness before you jump into a relationship leading to marriage.
Fully.
So you can understand God's love and let that void be filled. So you're not going into a relationship expecting the other person to fill that.
Yeah, totally. And so, and up until this point, I'd always dated someone. I don't know why. I just naturally really enjoyed dating, you know,
like companionship.
Yeah. I just enjoyed, it was more just like I had, you know, if it was a girl, I was just great friends with her. You know what I mean? Like whether we made out or not, you know, like it's just, you know, we were like,
oh my gosh.
But dude. Like I would just always have friends that were naturally, like typically girls, because I appreciated, like I was more of a feelings kind of kid growing up than I was maybe a sports kid or something like that. So I typically only found that kind of friendship in other people that were girls, you know, and so I naturally just had that. And then it wasn't until, you know, like I met Chelsea, and then there was like 2 years of like, man, I don't want to be like, yep, let's do it, because it's just the next thing. And I could see the pattern reoccurring. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because in those 2 years were the 2 years that I started getting back into church more. I started trusting God with what my purpose was more. I started working on things that I actually wanted to work on. Mm-hmm. I started focusing more, you know. And now that like Chelsea and I are engaged, I definitely don't feel like I'm going to suddenly not be as focused, because I've actually been patient and let that time do its thing, you know. So,
wow.
Yeah, and that feels incredible. Can I say the feeling? I've definitely filled that void with someone before. I think we all have.
Yeah.
I think that's super normal, whether it be a parent or, you know, like I've done that with my dad. Be like, Dad, you have to fill that spot for me, you know. But that's not my dad's responsibility, you know. And that's a whole nother podcast about parenting. But I think we've all been there before. But the feeling of knowing that Chelsea just adds so much extra value to my life that I never thought I would have is so much more fulfilling.
Yeah.
Which is obviously not the point still, but you know, that's so much more fulfilling than trying to make sure that she's like making me feel good all the time. You know, like it just doesn't work.
It's crazy
like
that you can enjoy Chelsea more when you have less of an expectation to enjoy her. I know that sounds weird for the listeners.
It sounds like counterintuitive.
Yeah, you know? It does.
But it is what it is, you know. And it's like fact, bro. Fax machine.
Printing it out. But I think it's similar to the thing where if you grow up, say this is a really dumb example, but I think it's just, I've been in LA for a few weeks, so it's really easy to like use as an example. But if you grow up and your parents drive around a Lamborghini, you grow up being like, oh, I just get a Lamborghini. There's nothing special about that, you know? And but compared to me, where I didn't grow up with a Lamborghini and then suddenly I have this Lamborghini, I'm just going to suddenly have a Lamborghini. But I think
you actually made it sound like you currently have.
I currently have a Lamborghini.
Chelsea's a Lamborghini.
Chelsea's a Lamborghini.
Was that what you're saying?
Oh, and now I have a Lamborghini, Chelsea.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, that's
what I was thinking.
No, but that's what I'm saying in the sense that.
Well, I just want to clarify. No one has a Lamborghini.
None of us have Lamborghinis.
We're not driving around Lambos.
But I feel like I've lost my metaphor in a sense. But I think the point is
that's my bad. I'm sorry.
I definitely it's good. I mean, I think the point is that I don't have the expectation to have a Lamborghini. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying? So because I don't have that expectation, I'm not relying on it to do things for me that I don't have already. So that's what Chelsea is. I don't have, like you said, I don't have an expectation for Chelsea. I trust God and I know that we're going to be great as a result of God in the relationship, but I'm not like Chelsea. You need to be the reason that I become successful. But there are people that do that in their relationships where they rely on that person to fully change their life. And I can't do that, you know? And so yeah, anyway, Lamborghini reference was not a lot of sense, but
it was actually like, I was just about to say, dude, that was actually a really good way of putting it, of being like, this is what I'm used to or what I expect from someone. So therefore I should have it and have this entitlement mentality about it rather than being like, I have no expectation for it.
Yeah.
And then if it does come anyway, what a blessing that is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know? And I think that's what I'm trying to explain what you're saying, Chad. It sounds counterintuitive, but because I don't necessarily go, I deserve someone like Chelsea. You know, like, in a sense I do, because I obviously believe that God has that for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not sitting around before Chelsea and I were together. I wasn't like, she's going to be this and this and this. And as a result, I enjoy everything that she is so much more, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is exactly what you're saying. But I think in my sense, I guess a real, I don't know. That was just a period of my life where I'm like, this makes so much sense now that we're talking about it. But that's just my opinion.
Slid it in there, baby.
I like the opinion.
I love it. I like our opinions, guys. To be honest, I think that's why we did a podcast.
I think that my opinion of our opinions is good.
Oh, nice.
I have a really good opinion on your opinion about our opinions.
There it is.
With that said, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Prompt Us. If you've made it this far, make sure that you subscribe, because it can't really get any worse than what you just listened to honest.
And while you're at it, go ahead and leave us the same rating that you left on your last Yelp review, unless you're not a Yelper. But anyways, just give us 5 stars. We appreciate it. We're trying to get 6 ratings from this podcast.
Just only 6. That's only 6. It.
And then we can finish. That'll be the end of the podcast.
Kidding. We're here forever, guys. With that said, thank you. See you next podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Peace. Yo, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for watching this episode of Prompt Us. Make sure to go to promptuspodcast.com to submit your own prompts, and we will see you in the next one.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.